Hello, soul friends and soul family, and welcome back to another episode of Inspired Sovereignty Radio. So because the last two episodes, number 77 and number 78, were based on the extremely incredible wisdom of the Essene Gospel of Peace and Jesus's teachings on how we can truly take holy and saintly and wholesome care of ourselves and our bodies, we hope that you really enjoyed those episodes. But because those were the last things that we were talking about, I have recently did a Instagram Live where I'm talking about parasites and yeast in the body, and the conversation is so applicable to what we just discussed in the Essene Gospel of Peace that we have chosen to bring this Instagram Live over into the podcast for the sake of having some extra supportive bonus content. So I hope that this conversation is great. I expected it to be a very short and succinct mini lesson, as I'm doing these mini lessons now a couple times a week on Instagram, and they're also going over to Facebook, and we're putting them up on YouTube. So please enjoy this. The conversation ended up, it lasted actually a really good amount of time, but I explore a lot of really important facets in this conversation of really all aspects of having parasites in the body, as well as yeast, how we get it, why we get them, what we can actually do about them, and so on and so forth. So I hope that there's a lot of really great information in this episode for you. Again, I apologize if the audio quality is not perfect, because again, it's just an Instagram Live. So enjoy. And then on Monday, we've got a brand new episode coming out on all of the different ways that we use our waters in our home from our holistic medical grade water devices, and all of the ways that it's shifting our lives. And a lot of those ways are very unexpected to us and not what we thought were going to happen. So that's also a great episode. So please tune into that next one. It'll definitely open your eyes to what water is actually able to do to us and within us, and for us to actually utilize water in the many, many ways that it's intended to be utilized, where, you know, that's another realm that has been completely withheld from us in our understanding collectively. So it's a really good episode. So anyways, we love you guys so much, and enjoy this Instagram Live on parasites and yeast. And also, thank you for being willing to learn. Thank you for learning and learning about all of this weird stuff with us. You know, we know that this hasn't been what many of us have grown up learning, but we also recognize that in order for all of us to get to where we want to be, we have to learn and expand ourselves and do things in new ways that we have never done before. So we love you all. Enjoy. Welcome to the Medicine Human Podcast, where we grow, hydrate, purify, and heal ourselves on all levels through compassionate and conscious conversations as we together ride this wave of humanity awakening. I am Ivy Rose, and I share these medicinal, cozy conversations from the perspective of a medicine woman, colon hydrotherapist, and living medical-grade water steward. I wish to help you become the medicine that you seek in your body and life, and that you will leave each of these episodes differently than you came. So let us sow the seeds of our inner and outer transformation together as we anchor and flow into our highest timeline. And so it is. Aho. Hello, 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 everybody. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. The sunlight is really, really glorious right now in my little sunroom office, but it's making it like impossible to see my phone. So, hello, hello. Hey, so I'm just going to dive right into what this conversation needs to be, and I'm going to try to keep this really succinct and short so that this live can be a really good little resource for anybody that wants to wonder about parasites or candida and yeast found within the body. So that's what we're talking about today. I hope that this goes really good. I still get some little nerves about going live, but right, practice makes perfect. So when I started the Q&A yesterday, guys, a lot of the questions that came in were in regards to parasites and yeast. How do they get into the body? Hey everybody, how do they get into the body? Why do they get into the body? What can we do about it? And is it inside of all of us when it comes to yeast and parasites? So, and for everybody, so that you know, my name is Ivy. I am a colon hydrotherapist. I do a lot of other holistic practices also, but my jam for the last 10 years has been colon hydrotherapy because most everybody, yeah, you can definitely help remove them with borax, but most everybody has issues with both parasites and yeast in the body. So this is something that is so pervasive across everybody because again, it's a symptom of us living in this matrix. This whole world develops us into people that are really good hosts. Really good hosts for opportunistic organisms such as these to occupy our bodies, mostly in our gut, but then that also goes to everywhere else in our bodies. So let's talk a little bit more about them, okay? So yeast and parasites. These are both opportunistic organisms, but different types of organisms that will occupy the body. Okay, and so again, normally if we have yeast, we also have parasites. If we have parasites, we also have yeasts, because how these two begin in our body and what feeds them goes hand in hand. So most all of us have issues with both of these going on. Like unless you've done a huge amount of gut cleansing and like actual cleansing, not just with taking herbs or supplements, you know, things down your mouth hole, the top of the tube, but we also have to actually like move the waste out of the lower part of our digestive tract that gets just accumulated in there over time. We got to move that shit out because that's like the housing and breeding grounds of where our parasites and yeast really, really live. So again, unless you've lived this perfect, pristine life, chances are you got overgrowth of yeast and also parasites in the belly. So I've flushed out, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of people. Myself, I was trying to count the other day and I've probably had 600 colonics, 800 colonics in the last 10 years, colonics and enemas, you know, so I've learned how to be not a good host for these things. So yeah, it really comes down to us learning how to not be good hosts for these organisms anymore. You know, we got to cleanse them out, but then we got to make sure that we don't do the things that make us a really good environment for them. So what are they? They are opportunistic organisms that feed off of us. You know, like a parasite, it's going to, like, if you're a good parasite, it means that you can feed off of your host and feed off of your host well, but to the point where your host won't notice that you're there. You know, so that's what happens to a lot of us, is that like yeast and parasites inside of us, again, inside of most everybody, at least here in the Western culture, is that when we have these things inside of us, it's like, these are what is creating the acidic environment in the body, the inflammatory environment, the autoimmune. So much of this is created because of these opportunistic organisms. So they feed off of us generally to a point that we don't even notice them. And then at the same time, though, they create a huge amount of pollution in the body because they're constantly excreting their waste products and they are multiplying rapidly inside of us. And so the waste products that come out of parasites and different yeasts within the body. And yeast, think of yeast like mold. Like when we're flushing it out of the body, often when we're flushing like old poop out of the body, it comes out actually like it looks fluffy, it looks yeasty, it looks like a piece of food that got lost like behind your fridge or something, and it was a warm, dark environment and it started like growing fuzzy, interesting ecosystem type stuff on it. When we're getting yeast out of the body, we are very, very often actually seeing interesting situations like that. So when we've got yeast and parasites in the body, they create waste products, they create toxins. A lot of the parasites, their urine is basically like ammonia in our colon. And then they also create neurotoxins, which of course will alter our nervous system and our brain, so the way that we think. And then also they can create autoimmune issues, allergies, all different forms of inflammation and even cancers. You know, at this point, we know that parasites and candida yeast are like huge precursors to growing cancer in the body. And when we have these things living in our body, they can truly create most any symptom that you can think of. Okay, so if you have symptoms going on that are anything, like, I'm just gonna list a bunch of stuff. Anything, hey everybody, and thank you so much for joining me. And everybody, like, I'm gonna create this whole video as a little resource that hopefully you can easily use and or share, send it to somebody that you know is having health issues. because all of us healing comes down to us removing the junk out of the trunk. When I say that, because it's easy and it's cute to say, what I mean is that we are all storing old, basically poop, old waste in our gut that's at body temperature, and it's hot and it's putrefying constantly, always affecting us. Oh, thank you so much for asking, what foods can you get these parasites from? So we get parasites in a lot of different ways. Hey everybody. And actually, let me quickly talk about yeast. Yeast is something that naturally grows in the body. Yeast has a good purpose in the body. Yeast is present in the blood so that when we're eating sugars, the yeast can eat some of that sugar. Like, yeast can actually help to maintain appropriate blood sugar. So yeast can be harmonious to some degree in the body. But most of us, we've got so much EMF pollution, we're on birth control, or we've been taking antibiotics, or we have a really shitty diet, or we're taking whatever pharmaceuticals because they all impact the gut microbiome. We can have so much stress. You know, there's so many different reasons why yeast will grow out of control in the human body. And with that, with yeast, and this is something that most people don't really recognize, is that wherever you're seeing yeast in the body, whether it's in your mouth in the form of thrush, or let's say it's vaginal yeast in the form of a yeast infection, or you've got athlete's foot, or we have rashes that are fungal rashes on the body, all of the different yeast issues in the body, the home of them, the home and the root of the yeast issue is in the gut. So when we're cleansing out any types of yeast issues, we need to be doing colonics or enemas no matter what to actually physically remove the huge colonies out of the body, okay? So we already have yeast, but yeast grows because of our stressful, acidic, backwards pharmaceutical lifestyle typically. So now let's quickly talk parasites. Where do we get them? Not just from food. We can get parasites in so many different ways. And when we're cleansing out the gut, like, I normally see probably about 5 to 7 different species of parasites most frequently in people. And when I say these are the ones that I see, this means that these are ones that are large enough for me to very clearly see with my own eyes, and also for my client to see with their own eyes. And as a colon therapist, I'm not allowed to diagnose, right? I'm not allowed to say like, hey, that's definitely a parasite inside of you. But often it is so obvious that, I mean, anybody could point it out. You know, it's extremely obvious. So the parasites that I see is because they're actually large. So in my eyes, over the last decade, I've seen a lot of parasites that are from the size of, like, you know, 1 inch, 2, 3, 4 inches, but I've seen parasites up to multiple feet long. Hey everybody, thank you so much for joining me. I'm a colon hydrotherapist. We're talking about all the junk that's in the trunk that causes all of our problems. Okay, again, 90% of all of our disease conditions begin just because we've got putrefying waste in our pooper, and it's constantly impacting all of us, right? Our blood and everything is fed by what's in our pooper. So I'm talking about, how do we get parasites? So parasites, they can be from microscopic that are occupying your body up to like multiple feet or even meters long. Parasites can, some of them have short lifespans, some of them can live for 15 years inside of your body and just keep growing and eating and growing and eating, okay? Some of your parasites lay about 2,400 eggs a day, and other parasites in the gut lay up to 200,000 eggs every day. So we can see that it can be very hard to diagnose parasites, or actually to get rid of them. And sorry, with the idea of diagnosing parasites, it can take up to 14 repeated stool tests before a lab or a doctor can actually accurately say whether somebody does or does not have parasites. So if you've gone for a stool test and they're like, no, you don't have parasites, unless you've done at least 14 of them, you don't actually know for sure. And part of that is because, like I said, a lot of us have old junk in the trunk, which means we have residual food or poop, right? Where does it stop being food and where does it become poop? But we've got layers and layers of old food or poop and mucus, aka mucoid plaque, when these things bind over time in the gut. But we all have layers and layers and normally pounds and pounds of this lining the digestive tract. And then this mucoid plaque basically acts as like a bomb shelter for these parasites and yeast to live within. So if this is a cross section of your colon, okay, so everything's a tube, right? You're a tube system from your mouth hole to your butthole. You're a really fancy, really fucking magnificent tube that's about like 30, 32, 33 feet long. Okay, so your colon is just the last 4 to 6 feet of your digestive tract. And then things go into the toilet, okay? So pretending that my hands here are a cross-section of your colon. So, and your colon in certain parts, it is kind of wide. It is a little bit more sac-like, whereas your small intestine is really skinny and longer. Okay, so in your colon, we normally have like layers and layers caking around the outside of the tube. So think of even like a plumbing pipe, like the city's plumbing pipes, or the plumbing pipes in your house. Over time, we get a lot of just like crap or like stuff stuck on the inside of the tube, but there's still like a hole in the middle that your current poop can move through. So you're still pooping, but you're pooping out normally your current food that you've been eating, whereas some stuff might keep getting stuck along the edges, but the stuff along the around the sides that's been more impacted, that's stuff that's been there longer. Okay, so normally the parasites and where they're laying eggs and everything, it'll be stuck in the stuff that's stuck on the walls of the colon. Hence, when they're doing a stool sample and you're just pooping stuff out, it's harder for them to actually detect the parasites or the eggs. Okay, so where do we get parasites for? Sorry, that was long-winded. We get parasites from walking barefoot outside. We get parasites from having pets, from scooping litter. We have parasites from having sex with people who have sex, or with people who have parasites. We get parasites from swimming in lakes, swimming in the ocean. We can get parasites from drinking tap water. We can get parasites from not washing our fruits and veggies well enough, or we go to a restaurant and they don't wash their fruits and veggies well enough. So we can get parasites from eating a salad at a nice restaurant. You know, we can get parasites from meat that isn't healthy. We can get parasites from fish that, you know, it's so easy to get parasites from so many different things. And again, there's a lot of different parasites that will occupy the human body, and you do not have to be in a tropical place in order to have parasites occupying your body. You know, for a long time, the school of thought was that you have to be like, you know, more closer to the equator in order to get parasites. But how it turns out is that inside your body is hot and moist and dark. So inside the body is very tropical, and a lot of parasites can do very, very well in there. So we can get parasites from such a huge number of things. And again, if they're laying between 2,400 to 200,000 eggs a day, once we have parasites, it's just what happens. You know, I've studied for a long time, and studying from this tropical disease specialist, he estimates that in America alone, most every single individual probably has roughly a good 1,000 parasites in their body. Okay. And so when I was talking about yeast and yeast being the main breeding ground, hello, Secrets of Living Water. We are talking about poop and yeast and parasites, which of course always leads into water talk also. But you know, when we've got all of these things in the body, there's always going to be problems that come from them. You know, we can live with parasites for a long time, but again, it's like these things all cause issues in the body. And normally they are causing issues in your body and my body, but we're thinking that those issues are different things than they actually are. So parasites get, like, I'm just going to list some random things that they can cause. Okay. Parasites and yeast. Parasites can cause PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. Parasites can cause earaches in children. Parasites can cause almost any type of skin issue. Parasites can cause, you know, schizophrenia and bipolar, depression, anxiety, and I mean, yeast as well, because again, when these things are occupying your colon is also your enteric nervous system. So your colon is a huge, massive part of your nervous system, and the direction of the nerves that join this brain and your colon brain together, about 95% of those nerves travel in the direction of from colon up to brain. So that means that how we're operating up here, how we're perceiving, how we're thinking, all of that jazz is very, very much dependent on what is going on in our pooper. Okay. Also, your colon, it produces upwards of 95% of your serotonin, which is one of the good feeling neurotransmitters, just like dopamine. So then again, if we're having colon problems and we've got yeasts and parasites that are really inhabiting the colon and then also creating systemic problems and traveling elsewhere in the body, like, of course, things are not going to be feeling great up here. You know, things are not going to be feeling great in our mind. They really take a toll on us in all different ways, let alone like energetically and spiritually, because those are other organisms. Those are other malevolent organisms occupying our body. And if you haven't ever heard the term single soul occupancy, that's what I like. That's what I believe in, is in this body that is Ivy, only my soul belongs. No other entities. No other entities, please. Just me. You know, just me. So, yeah. So anyways, guys, parasites can cause so many issues, even like bulimia. Bulimia, anorexia, as much as we think that those are personality disorders and things based on trauma and, you know, all of our thoughts about that, those can also be Very much because of parasites and the multidimensional effects that parasites have in the body. And again, I say multidimensional, not to be woo-woo, but because it is. Because they affect us physically, they affect us biologically and physiologically, but then they're also affecting us mentally, cognitively, emotionally, and then beyond, and spiritually, of course. Okay, so what do I want to tell you here? I've got some notes. They cause a lot of cravings in our body also. So typically, whatever we crave that metabolizes as sugar, those cravings of ours are normally actually just cravings of the yeast and the parasites, or the yeast and or parasites. So we think that these cravings are things that we want, when really it's the opportunistic organisms that are occupying us, and it's what they're screaming for. And that is why when you have people start colon hydrotherapy, and or oftentimes even with enemas at home, immediately your cravings are just different. Your cravings are just like not there in the same way, in the magnitude, in like the urgency at all, which is a very, very beautiful thing to experience. But that shows us that when we just start evacuating these opportunistic organisms that create our cravings and create our symptoms, we just have to evacuate them out of the body. And immediately these things change. And I mean like people with cravings, you know, for the sugar, for the bread, for the alcohol, for the candies, for the goodies, right? All of these different things that, again, they act as sugars in our body when we metabolize them. Those are what these creatures want to eat. Okay, so in one way, getting rid of parasites in yeast has to do with eating less of the things that feed them. But it also comes down to two other things. We got to evacuate them. We got to purge them out of our butts. We can't just take antifungals or antiparasitics and have it just kill them all. It's like we actually have to evacuate them. And earlier in this conversation, when I was talking about how some of them are very big, like tomorrow I'm going to make a post that's going to have a whole bunch of photos of things that come out of people's butts, that the photos that I have taken. And yeah, some of these get really, really big. And when we're dealing with the bigger parasites, I call them grandfather parasites, like they're much more challenging to get out. And in my eyes, and in 10 years of practice, when people are just simply taking antiparasitic herbs, those don't kill these big guys. These big guys are tough. You know, it's like, yeah, like I want to make like an Arnold Schwarzenegger reference or analogy, but it's not coming to me. Okay. But it's like, these guys are really tough. Okay. Your wife and you are working on a parasite purge. Okay. Great. Great. Please, if you want, hit me up. Let's talk a bit. But I hope that you are doing enemas with them as well, because it's like we flush them out. Okay. And one more reason why, guys, I always suggest your enemas and colonics, no matter what, if you're trying to get rid of your yeast or your parasites, is that how we kill the big parasites is that we actually drown them. And I know that that sounds weird, and I know it probably sounds like something you've never heard before, but that's because I'm a colon hydrotherapist and I see what works in practice. Because I've also had so many people come to me for years and they're like, I've been in my naturopath, we've already done the parasite cleansing, I know I don't have parasites. He even muscle tested me, I don't have parasites. Well, when we start colon hydrotherapy, we always start with at least 2 or 3 days back to back in a row, because it's such important work and we have to do this safely. But normally what happens is that after a colonic, or if you're doing enemas at home, friends, which you can do at home, very safe, very easy. First time or two is weird, then it's fantastic. But when we're doing these things, your colon is going to hold onto some water overnight. It's going to keep soaking. You don't poop out all of the water after. Some of that still stays inside of you. And what happens is that normally the 1, 2, or 3 or a couple of worms and end up drowning in the water in your colon overnight, and then they kind of like just float closer to your butthole. And then the first thing in the colonic the next day, the first thing that we see, like clockwork, before any poop, every time, is always dead worms. So that's what I'm going to send you, or not send you pictures of, but that's what I'm going to share on here tomorrow with photos. So we got to be drowning these guys out also, because it's one of the most spectacular ways to get rid of the big ones. And I've seen so many of them come out of people, guys, that it's like we really have to get them out. Some people say, well, maybe they're supposed to be in there. Maybe they're actually doing a good thing, Ivy. Maybe they're actually doing good. But they don't, guys. Like, they feed off of our tissues. So there's a number of different ones. Some of them will latch onto the colon wall, and they actually secrete this enzyme into your colon tissue that, do you know what it does? It makes your colon tissue liquefy, and then the parasites drink that. Isn't that disgusting? That's like some, that's alien shit. That's some alien shit right there. And then also some parasites will actually latch on to the colon wall and they drink your blood. So oftentimes when we have anemia, our anemia, and especially when it's anemia that doctors can't explain, it's because you got parasites vampiring inside of you and sucking your blood through your colon. And I mean, there's so many different types of parasites, guys, but like we have to get them out of our body. So, okay. So I went over how we end up getting these. Yeah. So we end up, you know, creating environments in our body. It's like specifically in your gut that makes you a really good home for parasites. That's what it comes down to. You know, it's like if you've got multiple pounds of old waste in your gut, it's like it's nature is going to enlist the help of opportunistic organisms to break it down. Just like nature, right? You see like a deer carcass. Let's say there's a deer carcass out in the woods. That's dead flesh out in the woods, right? It's going to be filled with maggots and other types of worms and bugs because that's how nature breaks stuff down. So if you've got waste and especially dead animal flesh, you know, we're not having the veganism talk or anything right now. It's like, I'm still figuring out my world in regards to all of that. But if we've got dead flesh in our gut, again, nature is going to enlist its little helpers of the natural kingdom, and things are going to break things down. So, you know, you want to have a gut that does not have any waste, residual waste just sitting in there, putrefying in there, rotting in there, that we're going to need yeasts and opportunistic organisms and parasites to break down. Because again, it's like you leave food out on your counter for a week, it's going to get moldy. If you've got residual waste in your gut for a week, it's going to get moldy. It's going to get yeasty. If it's in there for a month, oh, it's going to do some gross stuff. Imagine it for a year. Imagine it for 10 years. Imagine it, hey, Michael, imagine it for multiple years sitting in your gut in this warm, like good and warm, moist, dark environment. Of course, any residual waste that is stuck in us, it's not like it's frozen. It's not inert. It's not encapsulated in gas. It's sitting inside of you constantly in this warm environment right along our intestinal lining, right where it's going to affect our nervous system. That is what is feeding our blood. So whatever is in your colon is getting to every cell, tissue, and organ all over your body, period. And there's no way to avoid this. So this is what is called auto-intoxication. So, you know, a lot of us want to live these cleaner, healthier lives where we're having, you know, good things on our body, we're drinking the good water, we're eating the good foods, but we got junk in the trunk. We got shit cooking inside of us constantly with yeast, with parasites, that's constantly feeding into our blood supply. And even if we're not living very toxically outside of ourselves, externally and with what we eat, if we have these organisms that are creating a tremendous and disastrous waste products inside of us, let alone just the bacteria that grows on its own. You know, again, like talking about if food has been stuck in us for so long, ew, what happens to it? If food was out on your counter for a week, would you eat it? No. A month, would you eat it? No. 10 years, would you eat it? Heck no. But that stuff is inside of us. It's consubstantial with it. It has become a part of us. And one more analogy I meant to share when we were just talking about how we can drown parasites out is that I want you to picture this like earthworms. Okay, so I used to live in Canada. I grew up in Canada. Now I'm in Tennessee. And in Tennessee, hello, guided by the source. But here in Tennessee, we get so much rain. And so when it rains a whole bunch, it's like, you know, the ground normally where earthworms live, it's like, you know, there's earthworms in there, but the ground isn't constantly saturated. There's air pockets in there. It's like, you know, the earthworms can breathe and live and everything. But when it rains so much, it'll actually drown an earthworm. Right. And so it's kind of the same thing in the colon, because your colon, it's not like it's this environment that's constantly filled with water or anything. It's like there's air. You got gas moving through there. Right. It's like that's what your colon is like inside. And so then when we're flushing it with water and we're basically doing an enema or a colonic, that's why some of the water that is residually left in your colon after an enema or a colonic, that's what we use to drown the big guys. Okay. Hi, everybody. So what I want to go to next, and for everybody that's just arriving, you might want to catch this on the replay, because this whole conversation, I mean, I'm trying to keep it succinct, but you guys know that I'm a talker. You guys know that I could talk forever about this. And if you want more conversations like this, link in bio. I've got a podcast. We're on episode 77 and 78 right now. We've got so many colonic, enema, detox, gut health, self-healing talks for you, okay? But also, please, thank you so much for all the love. But please also, if this conversation is helpful, or if you think you know anybody with parasites or yeast problems, which everybody you know has these, please send this conversation to anybody that you think would resonate with my approach and this information, you know? Because again, like everybody, unless you've done the work to clean this stuff out, or you've lived like an immaculate little life in Tibet or something, like, we got shit in us we have to deal with. And again, like, I always refer to it as like the darkness inside of us, because like literally it is dark, dark, nasty, literal shit inside of us. But on the other hand, it's also multidimensional shit. It's also darkness of this whole matrix, how it occupies our body, and it's not okay. Because really, like, when you start releasing that darkness out of your body, and I mean, even if you've been like on the right health track forever and, you know, doing all these things, but if you haven't literally cleaned the poop out with enemas, with enemas or colonics, and it's about having water inside of you, if you haven't done that type of cleansing yet, it's like there's work to do, you know. And I dare you, mark me wrong, you know, like, if you need somebody to motivate you, you know, like, I'll personally guarantee you that you got junk in the trunk and you're gonna be feeling even better once it's out of you. Exactly, time to clean the pipes. Because like, so when we've got that stuff inside of us, and again, it's influencing you every minute, every second of every day, no matter what. And often, like, there's so much pressure inside the belly, especially for anybody that hasn't had a colonic or an enema before. But that pressure, we get so used to it because it slowly grows in us, literally in our whole life over years. So my favorite thing is giving people their first colonics ever, because they're like, oh my God, there's like, I feel so spacious. I feel so empty. And it's like what they're recognizing is, like, for the first time ever, that pressure finally let up, you know. Like, I that colonic I gave myself yesterday when I was working, guys, 3.6 pounds came out of me. 3.6 pounds, and that's still, there's still water stuck inside of me after the colonic, because again, like I said, you can't just poop it all out. So, you know, it's like we carry so much waste. And with some people, like, for colonics in their first time, like, I've seen people move 7 pounds in an hour. 7 pounds of poo. Okay, so let me see what else I want to talk to you about. So this comes, and all the systemic problems with parasites and yeast, right? So it starts in our gut, but then parasites will travel. And my dog is chewing on something funny, so I'm sorry for the noise. But parasites will travel through the tissues of your body. This is something that I don't like talking about. I don't like thinking about. But when we've got parasites in the gut, you know, we can get parasites in the air that we'll breathe into, and they'll go into our lungs, and they'll travel throughout the body that way. Like, the parasites can really travel everywhere in the body. And that's why with parasites, we don't want to only rely on colonics and enemas, because then it's like we're going to be flushing out and drowning out some great parasites, which is great. However, that's not going to take care of any of the ones that are systemic in the body and living in other tissues and organs. People can have parasites in their eyes, in their skin, in their brain, in like all of the things, and it's the worst. So in that regard, when we're dealing with parasites and yeast, we also want to be eating appropriately. So that means eating a diet. Hey, Roman, it's good to have you here. But we want to be eating a diet that is not what the parasites or yeast want to eat, obviously. So normally that's called like a candida diet, or an antifungal diet, or an antiparasitic diet. But basically it's like we're laying off all of the stuff that feeds them. So our generally like our wheat and our grains, anything that's sugary, anything that's processed, especially wines and alcohol, we want to just not do any of the sugary stuff. And we want to eat just like really good whole foods, and also eating antifungal foods and antiparasitic foods. And at the end of this video, I'm going to go through a list of if things that you want to explore, foods that you want to get, supplements. Darwin, baby, put that down. I don't want to have to get up because we're almost done here. Okay, so we want to become a really bad host for these things. That's what it comes down to, because people are like, Ivy, how do I get rid of my parasites? And it's like, well, we got to flush them out, we got to change your diet, we got to rehydrate your body, and we definitely want to be taking some herbs on some antifungals, some antiparasitics, but for the span of normally a good 90 days, 120 days, because again, parasites, right, they grow lay 2,400 eggs a day to 200,000 eggs a day, which means if we really want to get rid of them, we have to actively do this and do it well. So we do have to be disciplined, you know, and that sucks, but also that's great. The best things come from that, right? This week, actually tonight, the first part of a new podcast episode that we're putting up, it's on the Essene Gospel of Peace. You guys are gonna want to get this. Like, it's amazing information. Okay, so with the parasites, with the candida, we want to become very poor hosts, okay? So, like I said, not eating a diet that feeds them. Being a poor host, like, I'm a poor host for them now, because I got no more junk in the trunk for them to feed off of, because I've been cleansing my body for 10, 11 years. But also, guys, like, if you guys don't know about me yet, I've gone through topical steroid withdrawal, like, most of my whole life.
And I was told that it was probably cancer. And it was just, I was in a chronic, constant reaction to pharmaceuticals. And so now I'm almost well and healed from that. But it makes you very aware of the dangers of this world, you know? So we want to be a really bad host for them, which also means that we want to be aware of our stress. We want to be aware of our emotions. We want to be aware of electromagnetic frequencies, EMFs, ELFs, those different types of pollutions around us, okay? We want to be aware of the health of whoever we might be having sexual relations with, because that also affects us physically, parasite-wise, but also multidimensionally as well, of course. Okay, does anybody have questions? I'm going to talk a little bit more, and then I'm going to go through my list of things that you might want to know. But if anybody does have any questions on any of the stuff that we're talking about, it does take a little while, again, to clean this stuff out of the body. But at this stage in life, what's more important? What's more important that we do? You know, it's like we are seeing right now that cleansing isn't a fad anymore. Cleansing isn't, I want to get skinny. Cleansing isn't, I just want to feel better. I want more energy. Like, sure to all of that, but this is really now about protecting our DNA. You know, if you haven't had children yet, like myself, I want to be able to make a really immaculate human body for that soul to incarnate into, you know? So like, how can we take care of ourselves for our DNA, for our soul, for our lineage? But also, you know, if you are already a parent, take care of yourself and start learning these things, because we learn how to be our own doctors. And I say that with the biggest disclaimer, right? I do not diagnose, I do not prescribe, I do not treat, I do not cure, but I teach. And hi Courtney and Marigold, but I teach, and we really want to be, it's time that we all learn how to heal ourselves, because again, almost all of our health situations and the issues that we deal with, they're entirely our responsibility to heal. And generally, like, you know, allopathic medicine, Western medicine, they're not good healers. They're good diagnosers, and they're really good at diagnosing and at treating diseases, you know, but not actually bringing us back to health. Not actually bringing us back to vitality or to wellness or to coherence in our body, whether it's energetic coherence or just like, yeah, physical wellness and balance between our organs and organ systems and resiliency and strong immune system. Like, those are the conversations for us to be having these days, right? And so for us to be aware of and not lie to ourselves, to recognize that we do have residual waste in our body. And especially like if you're bloated ever, if we've got gas, if we've got uncomfortable digestion, if we're not pooping like at least 2, 3, 4 epic times a day, if you're not pooping that many times epically every single day, you know, there can be change and variation, but if you're not having that movement through your body, it's like when I talked to you earlier in this conversation that we're just a magnificent tube from our mouth hole to our butthole. Hey, Christina, from our mouth hole to our butthole, if this tube system, we're a hollow tube system. If this tube system isn't moving things through in at least 24 hours, sorry, at most 24 hours, moving everything through and moving everything through, we're going to have problems everywhere in the body. Because everything that's going on in us, for the most part, at least 90% of everything that's going on has to do with what is happening in our gut, okay? So I'll get off my soapbox in a second, but now is the time for us, for all of the reasons, for all of the very serious reasons for humanity, for our society, for all of it, for us to really actually take this seriously now. And again, for everybody that is a parent, like, please learn this stuff. Please let me teach you this stuff. Let me teach you this stuff for free through Instagram, you know, and through my podcast and everything. Because when you learn how to take care of the gut and handle all of the different problems in the body that start because of what's in your gut, then we learn how to, for our children, we learn how to heal their allergies. We learn how to heal all of their tummy troubles. We know how to get their flu to pass much quicker. Like, we become insightful and wise as humans and as parents. And we recognize that through food and through enemas and through hydration, we get to heal, self-heal most everything, you know? And why do we choose suffering? Why do we choose suffering or band-aiding our issues with little pills or whatever, when it's like it's our responsibility to truly do the healing? And I really seriously ask all parents to really pay attention to this type of stuff and be willing to learn and to be coachable, because for these next generations of children, how cool would it be if they understand that their bodies can heal themselves? How cool will it be if they don't just go to the doctor for a pill for every ill? How cool would it be if they listen to their bodies and they aren't raised how we were? How they, you know, we were raised, for most of us, I went to the doctor every month. I got a different pharmaceutical every month for anything. And it shouldn't have been that way at all, you know, but you know, my generation of parents behind me, they didn't all have that type of wisdom yet, you know? So that is what we are here for. Okay, so let me just finish up. I'm getting sleepy. The sun is gone. It's mostly gone down. And so now these are my suggestions. Go do your own research if you want to, you know, but also, hey, on my website, I've got a whole section for cleansing and I have filled it with free resources. And there's one section that's like prep, diet, and aftercare for colonics and enemas. But that's just stuff to know anyways. That's good for anybody, even if you're not doing colonics or enemas, okay? So please go check out the website, inspiredsovereignty.com. So many free resources. I spent so much time building that also, so please go utilize it so that I didn't just waste my time, okay? But these are ideas for what are gonna help you get rid of parasites and yeast. And this is not an exhaustive list. This is just what immediately has come to my head. Okay. So number one thing, I mean, we already talked about changing our diet so that we're eating in a way that we're not just trying to create an environment for opportunistic organisms to thrive in our butts and in our bodies. Okay. And please also don't mind that I'm really candid with poop and shit and butts and stuff, but it's because it keeps it humorous, keeps it more relatable, and it keeps it really accessible for everybody. And it keeps it more fun for me. Okay. So we want to eat well. We want to be hydrated with high quality water. And let me take a breath, and you should take a sip of something. I have a sensitive tooth, so I'm sipping everything through a straw, and this is like nice and warm water. Guys, I only drink warm water in the winter, never anything cold. Because when your water is warm, this is the best way to rehydrate your body, and this is the best way to also hydrate your lymphatic system is warm water. Okay, where was I going with that? Okay, we want to be hydrated with quality water. It's winter and I'm getting dry. quality water, and when we say hydrated, we mean really hydrated. It does take a while to hydrate the body, but this is of the utmost importance. Like, if there's anything that you're going to take away from this, let's just have it be drink your water and that there's stuff living inside of us and we want to eventually get it out, okay? So when you're dehydrated, which most people chronically are, your blood is thicker, okay? Your blood is thicker and more acidic, and when it's thicker, it's hard to pump through your body. And right, your blood is the kitchen of your body. It's going to take nutrition from your colon, or toxicity from your colon, and it's also going to take oxygen from your lungs in the hemoglobin in your blood, and it's going to take your oxygen and nutrition to all of your cells, and it's going to knock on their door and hand them their meal, okay? Yeah, conga machine. We're getting into that conversation. so your blood, when your blood is thicker and dehydrated and more acidic, it's like it can't transport your nutrition to all of your cells very well, okay? I remember one time, a long time ago, when I used to give blood before I found out how dark blood donating is. I remember I was so dehydrated, and I went and they were trying to take my blood, and my body like only let a little bit of blood out and then it just stopped. And they were like, you're too dehydrated. You need to come back another day. And I had no idea about this. This was like 15 years ago. Okay. So we want to be drinking high quality water. So we want to ideally be drinking at least a gallon a day, guys. I'm 5'1". I don't weigh much. And I drink 1.25 gallons a day typically. And when I drink less than that, I notice it. It doesn't feel good. So we want to start drinking more water. Okay. If I drink 8 of these in one day, I measured it, that's 1.25 gallons. So I just make myself like a little ticky chart every day. So you can figure it out for you. Just figure out like, what is the container that you're drinking out of? How much is in it? And then figuring out how many of these do I have to drink a day to get to my gallon? And then just make yourself a tally system. So easy, do it old school, okay? So proper diet, proper hydration. Next thing that's super, super helpful is psyllium husks and liquid bentonite clay. Okay, this is the easiest cleanse that is so good for everybody. Link in bio, link on the website. I got directions there for you. So $20 worth of supplies, generally 10 bucks for bentonite, 10 bucks-ish for psyllium. These are gonna last you a long time. You're gonna mix it up into a flavorless, it's a flavorless thing, but you're gonna drink it down in like 20 ounces of water first thing in the morning, and you're gonna do this every day. And it's gonna have you having poops that are bigger and fluffier and more regular and feel really good, and they're easy to clean and they're easy to wipe, okay? The psyllium and bentonite together do like countless amazing things, not just in your colon, but for your whole body. The bentonite clay will absorb 40 times its weight in toxicity. It helps to kill off yeast, candida, which we want it to do. It will help to loosen the mucoid plaque in your colon and the psyllium. Oh, the psyllium. When you put it in water, it kind of like fluffs up. It gets all funny. And when you drink that down, and you want to drink it really quick, okay? Because it's going to go down your intestines and it's going to scrub. It's going to scrub and scrub and scrub and pull things down. It's going to help literally clean out your intestines and pull things down, okay? So you want to be doing these. I have complete instructions in the website. And I did like a 35-minute podcast episode. I think it's like number 35. Yeah, I think it's like number 35 also. And that is like my complete tutorial explanation on how to do it in case you're a person that is like, I need all the information and I want a whole conversation about it, okay? So that on the website, but please, that's something that you want to start doing every day for a good while, okay? When I'm cleansing, I do it actually like 3, 4, 5 times a day. And guys, once you start doing it, it feels fantastic. If you don't like the no taste that it has, you can add a splash of orange juice also, okay? Okay, and next thing, I'm just going to list off a bunch of things that are antifungal and antiparasitic. So these are just things that you would want to have in your arsenal, things that you would want to start eating. And also, if you want to go and get yourself any of the antifungals, which are obviously really good for fungus, for candida and for yeast, it's best that you actually rotate them. So it would be, and like, please do your own homework. Do your own homework. This is just an informational, encouraging resource for you out of my mouth, okay? But you generally want to be like on one of them for a week or two and then change to the next one and then change to your next one and then go back to the first one. And you want to just keep cycling them through. But with yeast and parasites, we want to do cleansing for them. Like sometimes like 3 weeks is helpful. But if we got parasites, which you probably do, we got to go at least 90 days, okay? So we want to be doing oil of oregano. That is very, very amazing if you're ever feeling sick with anything, but it's also an amazing antiparasitic. Okay, we got Pau d'Arco. And a lot of these things you buy in tinctures. Okay, tinctures are very, very easy to take, which is great. So oil of oregano, Pau d'Arco, grape seed extract. And then there's also grapefruit seed extract, caprylic acid, wormwood, black walnut hull, garlic, coconut oil, like anything with coconut is very, very helpful also. Those are all the things that are coming to my mind right now. So I always go heavy on the garlic. I love my oil of oregano. These tinctures work amazingly in the body. Also, now with antiparasitics, a lot of these are antiparasitics. My brain is super tired today, guys. But one last thing I wanted to say on that is that you want to, with the parasitics, you generally want to buy either herbal capsules or you want to buy them in tinctures. Even on Amazon, you can buy a lot of different tinctures. You want to look in the ingredients. I'll repeat this in a moment, Yeti. And hey, it's good to see you here. I will repeat those in a moment though. And also I'll comment them in the notes, okay? But where was I going with that? Okay, with parasites, you want to get a tincture. Like you always want to do enemas and colonics. I'm not going to let you off of that one, okay? But you want to get an antiparasitic tincture that you're going to do for 90 days. Or even 120, okay? But generally about 90 days. And also I'm gonna teach you guys all how to muscle test these things for yourselves eventually so that you can find out like what the actual supplement that your body wants is and then what the appropriate dosage is. You can learn all of that of your own body through muscle testing. So I wanna teach you guys. But with the tinctures for parasites, you wanna get a tincture that has multiple different antiparasitic things in it. Let me turn on the light. Okay, so you want to get something with multiple different things in it. And there's a lot of different brands. I've used, I think, Paracleanse or Paraway. It's by New Life, and that's really fantastic. Some of them are like herbal pills and then also tinctures, and you do both. So you can figure out what works best for you or what you want to try. Just definitely look at the reviews, but find something good. And you could even change antiparasitics, you know, over the span of time. There's also a drug called Fenbenzidol, and I was taking that. I've got a whole bunch in my house. You can do the research on it. It is an antiparasitic used for animals, but it also works in humans, and it's extremely low toxicity and it's extremely safe, which is really important because, and let me also say, when you're doing parasite cleansing with herbs, you have to be doing colonics. I was trained by some really amazing women who were in the business like 40 years already, and this was like 10 years ago. And they say that they actually don't even let people, not that they can let people, but they don't let people do parasite cleanses if they're not doing colonics also, because when we're killing off the parasites, they give off a lot of toxicity into the body, and we need to be flushing these guys out. Okay, so for real, please, please, if you're going to parasite cleanse your body, actually do the work and do enemas for your own safety, okay? But phenbenzidol has been shown to actually cure a whole bunch of terminal cancers in humans also. Okay, and let me tell you quickly how phenbenzidol works. Do you remember earlier in this conversation when I was telling you that parasites and yeasts, that they both feed off of sugars in the body, right? So the amazing thing about phenbenzidol is that this drug that is very extremely low toxicity to both animals and humans, but it's not approved for human use, but a whole bunch of people use it for humans, okay? Just like ivermectin, kind of very, very similar situation, okay? But with phenbenzidol, crap, what was I gonna say with that? Oh, how it works is that it stops the uptake mechanism, the glucose uptake mechanism in the parasite. So what that means is that it stops the parasite's ability to eat. And this is why it also cures cancers in people, is because the tumor is no longer able to eat the sugars in the body, because we know that sugars also grow cancers. So really the phenbenzidol might, and I mean, this is only my speculation, this is my professional speculation, I wonder if phenbenzidol also impacts candida and yeast in the body, because if it stops parasites from being able to eat and it stops cancer cells from being able to eat, you think that it should also stop candida from being able to eat. But that isn't something that I know how to figure out. But yeah, so when we're starving the parasites, that's different than murdering them. You know, when it starves them, they don't die and give off the same die-off toxicity. So in some ways, like, you might want to go do some phenbenzidol research. There's a lot of blogs out there. I've read through most all of the animal studies, and it does truly seem very safe. I've read through every scientific study that I can find. And I'm a nerdy person that actually reads like the science findings. So, but please do your own research. Okay. So phenbenzidol is also very supportive. And there's also, do you guys know Dr. Hulda Clark? Dr. Hulda Clark, she made this little apparatus. I had one about 10 years ago, and it's a little battery pack. And this battery pack, it has like two, it almost looks like smushed pennies on it. And there are two different electrodes. And you would put this like against your body. I would put it like in my pants or wherever, so that it's against your body. And it's called the Terminator. You can Google this or go find it if you want to. It's called the Terminator Zapper. And it supposedly reverses the polarity of things like parasites and yeast in your body and kills them. When I was utilizing this was when I was on topical steroid withdrawal and I thought that I had cancer. Sorry, I've got a cat here. So when I was using it, like I knew that I had parasites, but I didn't know that I was going through topical steroid withdrawal. I just thought that I was dying. So I was looking for all things that I could to help me out. And so that's when I tried it. So you guys can always look into something like that as well. But basically, guys, for yeasts and for parasites, we have to attack it in a number of ways if we actually want to get things better, okay? This is my kitten. So we need to, number one, hydrate your body, because a dehydrated body cannot detox properly or safely. A dehydrated body cannot heal safely. And also, in the days that we are in, remember that the structure of water actually protects our DNA. So if you're drinking shitty water, and I'm saying this with so much love, and I know most everybody doesn't drink enough water. I know. Because nobody can lie to the colon therapist, okay? But when we're not hydrated, the body can't do much at all, okay? So we need to hydrate ourselves. We need to stop eating the foods that the parasites and the yeasts crave. And so it means that we have to deal with our own cravings. But honestly, if you start to employ enemas and or go to a colon hydrate therapist, and even you can come and see me. Like, people travel to me to cleanse for a week, and you can totally do that, okay? And if you cleanse with me for a week, I give you a special friend discount, because, I mean, you traveled to me to get your cleanse on, okay? But we need to not be good hosts, not eat the stuff. And sorry, where I was going with that is that when you do the enemas or the colonics, immediately your cravings shift. Do you do living water colonics? I'm trying to figure out, and I don't even want to say it because I don't want to give out the idea, but whatever, trying to figure out how to Kangen my enema machine or my colonic machine, because I have a Dotolo, which is, it's like the Cadillac of medical equipment for colon hydrotherapy. And it's like, it's plumbed on the wall. So at the end of colonics that I give, did you guys just see a little paw popped up? At the end of a colonic, then we'll put Kangen water with, if people want, probiotics and or chlorophyll and or steeped garlic into the body. So yeah, right? It's really, really good. So now at least, like, because I was doing just Kangen enemas. I call them Kangen enemas. And for everybody that doesn't know yet, Kangen water, and I wanted one of these machines for 10 years. And guys, I finally got one in 2021, and it does change your whole life. But Kangen water, it is structured water. So molecularly, it's structured very, very small. So our bodies rapidly absorb it in a way that generally we can't with water. It's alkaline, and it's electrolyzed. So it is electrolytically reduced, which means that it's alkaline, but it's not alkaline because they put sodium bicarbonate in it. It's alkaline because it goes through an electrolysis process. So it's a completely different science in the body when you have real water. We call it ER water or ERW water. It just stands for electrolyzed reduced or electrolyzed restructured water. Okay, but yeah, so I'm sorry I'm talking so long, but here we go, you know? So I was doing enemas with my Kangen water, and enemas are really, really great. And I can get about 3 quarts of water in my colon at once, and I can hold it and then flush it out. But honestly, I keep using my colonic machine more so than enemas because it's deeper cleansing. And I hate to say that. It's the same functionality. It's warm, purified water up your butt, which is exactly what we need to happen. And that's all that it takes to start loosening all this waste and also drowning things out. But yeah, so I was doing enemas, but the colonics, it's so much more functional for my lifestyle, and I can move so much more, and I can get my body very quickly and easily to a place where all poop is just out, which feels amazing. Okay, so because I'm using more of my colonic machine, and so that's hooked up to multiple filters and an ultraviolet light, but it's not structured water, it's not alkaline water, it's still city water, unfortunately, that's just purified. And so with that, at the end of a colonic, that's when we can do a Kangen infusion. And so we can take the really good quality water, we can add probiotics or whatever else we want, and then we can go and fill the colon with that, hold it for as long as it's comfortable, and then, you know, we poop most of that out again, but then some of that Kangen water is gonna stay inside. Okay, when your Kangen water is turned up to 9.5, it gets really cloudy, is this bad? No, oh my God, this is such a great question. No, okay, you gotta send me some information, okay? I wonder, like, who's your upstream? Do you network with Kangen also? But no, the water is cloudy because you're seeing all of the molecular hydrogen in it. Okay, so that the water is cloudy, that's a really, really good thing. And the half-life of those particles is quite short. So you want to be drinking the water when it is really cloudy. That's the molecular hydrogen. That is literally the magic of it. Okay, so if the cloudiness disappears in a few seconds, then it's... Yeah, exactly, right? It is the hydrogen. And so again, that's what makes it medical equipment. That's what makes it that, like, this is the next appliance that all of us are going to have in our homes, because we recognize what happens to the body when we have molecular hydrogen like this going into us, like even the cardiovascular effects, the inflammatory or the sorry the anti-inflammatory effects. Even, like, I'm doing research on it for my grandparents, because we've got kidney issues and we've got brain tissue problems with inflammation and, you know, dementia and Alzheimer's. Like, when we're drinking hydrogen rich structured water, like, it literally changes the body because we're made out of water, right? Okay, but now we're getting into such a good water conversation. And I'm going to start making sure that I'm posting, because we do 3 water webinars a week, one on science, one on generally the wisdom of water or the consciousness of water, and then one on also the business of growing hydrated entrepreneurships, but then hydrating our families and our communities with water that will actually heal us, right? So we've got 3 of those webinars happening generally every single week. And, like, guys, even just like, I want to share these with you because they're life-changing. Okay, so you thought that this was bad, so you turned it down to 8.5, which is really clear. No, you're good. Turn it back up to 9.5. You want the cloudiness, but do make sure that you are cleaning your machine every 2 weeks or so, okay? Because we want to make sure that we're not getting any buildup on the electrolysis plates in there. Yeah, I didn't know that you were my wake friend either. So it's so good to have you all here. Okay, so I hope that was a really good chat for everybody on parasites and yeast. So to know that these are, they're normal things in the body. Well, yeast is normal. Parasites they're all common. Yeast is normal. Parasites are not normal. You know, it's like we're living in bodies that are kind of filled with dead foods and things. Like, even if we've had a good diet for a long time, it's like you still got shit in there, you know? And just to give everybody a really good point of reference, I was good friends in town for a while with a couple that owned a juice factory, you know what I mean, an organic juicery. And these are people that were like raw vegan for 10, 15 years. And I gave the husband maybe 80 colonics and the wife about 100 colonics within the span of about a year and a half. And with the wife, and the wife is my age, very healthy, like gorgeous. It was colonic number 25. That we started seeing worms. So it took seriously 25 colonics for this raw vegan who juices all the time and everything until we started seeing worms. And then every time after the colonic, I would get a photo of a dead worm the next morning that she would pass, because again, we drown them out overnight. So most all of us have them. Exactly. And we got to get the parasites out. Yeah, we got to clean those baddies out, because right, those parasites are a symptom of the matrix. It's like they've got us in all different ways, but like the parasites in our bodies, that's one more way that they've infiltrated our reality and our bodies and our mind. And again, like these parasites, they have DNA, they emit signals, they are an energetic consciousness that is inside of us, laying eggs all day, every day, doing crazy shit. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you, lastly before I go, I'm gonna tell you some symptoms of parasites, or some signs that you might have parasites. Hang on. Hey dude, that's too loud. Thank you though. So is your butthole itchy, right? Oh, I mean, like, generally, you're going to have parasites anyways, even if none of these things seem to apply to you, okay? But these are the telltale symptoms. Is your butthole ever itchy? And I know that's a gross question, and I have to ask my clients it all the time, but, it's an icebreaker. Does your butthole itch? Do you bite your nails? God, what are the other ones? Do we have disturbed sleep? You know, parasites, they feed at night. So often when we are having sleep issues, generally we're dehydrated, but also oftentimes it's parasites. Also, what do you crave? Are you craving sugary things, sweet things, alcohol things, bread and pasta things? Are we craving food at night? Are you one of the people that does a... sorry, guys, I just got distracted. My husband already left for work. Okay, are you one of the people that craves food at night and gets up in the middle of the night to eat? Because you're just feeding your parasites, okay? I mean, you're feeding yourself too, but generally it's those things that are occupying us that want our food and want us to eat certain things. Is there anything else anybody wants me to go over? And I want you guys to use me as a resource, okay? I through this last year, like I think this is my 10th Instagram account, and I've dealt with a lot of censorship because I've been pushing the truth of what's going on right now for over 4 years now. So I've been one of the people that has been like watching this unfold and researching with all of the Q folks, honestly, since the beginning of this, or since all of what's happening right now was like kind of publicly shown to us. So with that, like I've lost so many accounts, and I'm an introvert and I'm very empathic, and I've lost like 10,000 followers and starting from scratch so many times. And it's not about like followers, but it's about like, for such an introverted person, like I've had so many beautiful connections that took me a long time to like forge, and just to have those stripped away again and again and again and again, it's like honestly been really hard on my heart. And I had some childhood qualities of mutism come up over this pandemic. So for everybody that I haven't replied to yet, I'm sorry, I'm working on it. And I really want to be here in service now as a resource, because of everything that I've learned in the last 17 years, it's like I need to be here for you guys now. Hey, so, hey, for people that are, yeah, it is super lame, all that censorship, right? So, what can we do? Hey, what can we do? We can build a new world, right? And also, I've got an email list if anybody wants to sign up. I don't think I'm being shadow banned right now, but we're just trying to create ways of being so connected together to support each other that big tech can't take us down, right? So, anyways, I love you guys. Love all of you guys. I hope that you guys are all doing well. Okay, whatever you've eaten today, whatever's going on in your life or whatever, give yourself a gift and go drink some extra water today. Go drink some more water than what you normally do. And if your water is tap water, or if it's water from your Brita, or if it's water out of your refrigerator, I just want to invite you to start daydreaming about what would it be like to have water that's even better than this. You know, I understand that carbon filters will take out the smell and take out the taste and make it seem nicer, but as an adult who understands that this world pollutes my body intentionally, let's start thinking more about it, okay? So let's just start thinking about What if I drank better water? What if I drank more water? What if I cleaned out my butt? What is that version of me really like? How does that version of me talk? How does that version of me communicate and relate to people? How does that version of me light up other people's lives and motivate them to take better care of them, right? And really, for all of the adults here, like, if we can keep making ourselves better for the sake of the children, because, like, we've got generations of children right now that are going to be so fucked up. And who's going to pick up the pieces? Like, let's start picking up the pieces now, right? So let's model to our children what it looks like to drink water and how easy it is. Because every single adult pretty much that I talk to, because, you know, for my profession, I have to ask, how much water do you drink? And every time it's like, I don't want to tell you. And it's like, I know you don't, but just quantify it, you know? Like, let's all start doing these things so that we can model this stuff to our children, not so that they can get sick and inflamed and fat and diseased one day and then we all have to figure it out. It's like, let's be wise right now and start figuring these things out. Let's be the parents and the adults and the role models that, like, these future generations really need, because, like, we're molding it through ourselves, right? We're creating this next world, and we need the children well. We need I'm on my soapbox again. I keep telling you guys that I'll get off of here, but so much of it is us adults taking better responsibility. And guys, you can heal most everything in your body, even the chronic issues. Like, if the issue isn't something that you were born with, you can self-heal it. You can self-heal it. You can balance it. You know, there's so much that we can do. And even, thank you, friends. But yeah, guys, we have so much healing to do. And it's so much more tangible than most of us understand. And it's quicker and easier than most of us understand. And it's just so possible. So anyways, I'm going to start doing lives way more often. I want to come in here and start doing, like, little mini lessons on tiny little topics, because I've had, like, thousands of conversations with people over the years. And when we just frame something in the body in a different perspective, it's like, oh, you know, we get so many of these aha moments. And then how we treat ourselves completely changes. So if anybody has little things that they're working on in themselves, health problems, issues, if you have suggestions for things that you want me to talk about, you know, you want me to talk about statins, okay, you want me to talk about high cholesterol, okay, you want me to talk about hard PMS, okay, headaches and migraines, okay, you know, name it, and I've probably helped somebody heal it. So I want you to let me know where you want me to start with these conversations. And also, my very favorite people to work with are the people that have been totally screwed by the system, like myself. People that have all of the health problems, that have been on all of the medications, that go to the doctor and then go to the specialist, and they all just say, try this pill, try this cream. I don't know what's happening, but try this next. Okay, that one's not working, let's do this one. You know, my favorite people to help are the ones that have tried everything, and that doctors, unfortunately, that are void of wisdom, keep steering people in the wrong direction again and again and again. And over time, our problems compound because we've had the problems for longer and longer and longer, and that degenerates us further. But then at the same time, they throw pharmaceuticals at us and nonsensical things that don't actually help. And then, right, our problems get worse and worse. So I want to help people get out of those situations. And I know that probably all of you can easily count 10 people that you know that are probably in those situations. So it would help me support the people that you know and love if you can just shoot people my way, just share whatever these conversations that I'm going to start having all the time, and or my podcast episodes. Guys, I've got so much binge worthy podcasts, like, it's stupid how much, okay? But if you can send people my way, that would be so supportive to me, truly, because then I can support people. Because it's being censored this much and losing my accounts, it's like, I always thought that my audience would just be there, but they've just been dispersed, you know. So if you guys can help me reach the people who need these messages, the people that deserve to finally be encouraged from a place of, like, intelligence, but also, like, soulful wisdom of how to heal this multidimensional body. If you can help me find the people, I will help your people heal. If you can help me, okay? Hi, Martelli. Sending you huge love. Okay, guys. So I think that's all of this conversation. So for all of the people that have just gotten on, I'm sorry this was so long. It was supposed to be 15 minutes, but I'm a talker. I'm a quiet, introverted talker. So yeah, this conversation was most of the things that you need to know in regards to candida and yeast in the body and parasites and why you get it and how it causes a whole bunch of different problems and how challenging they are to get rid of, but what's more important than getting rid of them? Most nothing. You know? So I hope that this conversation was really good. Oh, and for the gentleman, Yeti, I think you asked me to go over that list again, and I will also type it into the show notes, okay? I'm about to get off here, guys, but one more time, I'm gonna tell you the things that you gotta do to start taking care of your situation in your belly, because there is worms and yeast, and I can almost guarantee it. Like, really, in helping people for 10 years, I doubt I've actually ever had anybody that was parasite free, you know? Okay, Yeti, so here we go. And everybody, thanks for staying with me for so long. You guys are sweethearts. Okay, so to get rid of things, and also, right, these are just steps to heal, you know? So also, know, like, every time you come to my page and we're having these talks about this type of stuff, it's like, healing happens always in the same ways. It's not rocket science. It's really, really simple. And that's why they never taught us any of this in school. Okay. So number one thing, hydrate your body. Hydrate your body. A dehydrated body cannot properly detox, cannot properly heal. A dehydrated body, the blood isn't able to do its functions, and therefore none of your cells, tissues, or organs are able to do the functions that they need to do for you to be a person that feels good and thinks clearly and perceives accurately and has a discernment and intuition and instinct. You know, all of these qualities that we like about being a soul in a human body, we need to be hydrated. And also, okay, one more thing on that is that when we're hydrated, we're a good conduit of electricity. Soul is electromagnetic energy, and energy does not move through dehydrated things well, right? What would you rather have to conduct electricity? Like dirt, or like a tree stump? Something that's like dry, or like water, right? Water, obviously. So the more hydrated we are, the more downloads we get, the more upgrades we have, blah, 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 okay? Okay, so we wanna drink our water. We wanna eat a diet that has lots of antifungal and antiparasitic things in it. You can very, very simply Google antiparasitic diet, antifungal diet, and you're gonna find all of the foods and herbs that kill these things, okay? And then you wanna be doing psyllium husks and liquid bentonite clay. And again, I'm going to direct you to my website and to the links in my bio, and there's a whole page there on psyllium husks and liquid bentonite clay. And that is something that, it's like, if you wanna get yourself less inflamed, you wanna lose weight, you wanna improve your digestion, you wanna enhance your energy, you wanna make your shitting better, you wanna deal with whatever digestive issues you have, you wanna be doing psyllium and bentonite every day regardless. But you also, if you're doing psyllium, you have to be drinking at least 3 liters of water a day, okay? And if you're drinking dead water, that sucks, but it's okay, because I did it for a long time. So we wanna talk about better water. Also, okay. And then the next things that are antiparasitic, pumpkin seeds. And did I say that the first time? I might not have. Okay. Pumpkin seeds, also known as pepita seeds. Those are really good and antiparasitic. And so you can buy them roasted. You can put them on your salads. You can put them in soup. I just had an idea and it left me. Pumpkin seeds, pepitas. Oh, if you like almond butter and things like that, you can actually buy pumpkin seed butter, you know, pepita seed butter. And like, why not do that? Because then when you're eating whatever you're eating it on, it's like you're also doing yourself an antiparasitic favor. Okay, so pumpkin seeds. Now your tinctures. And so these tinctures, if you get any of them, and ideally you'd love to muscle test them for you to see which ones your body actually wants. But these tinctures, you want to rotate them. And so we've got oil of oregano. We've got pau d'arco. Grape seed extract, grapefruit seed extract, caprylic acid, and that you can buy like in generally like tiny little pills or in a liquid that you pour, and then also garlic. So go heavy on the garlic supplements, eating raw garlic enemas, and garlic is great for parasites and also yeast, okay? And then also wormwood for parasites in a tincture, black walnut hull, and so wormwood and black walnut hull, and we're talking about tinctures like this is why, like, I would prefer you getting a tincture that you can buy that actually is like specifically for parasite cleansing, and it has multiple different things in it, because like black walnut hull will kind of target certain parasites and wormwood will target certain ones. So when you're doing a tincture that has multiple different ingredients in it that are all antiparasitic, that's going to just kill more across the spectrum. And again, we need to be flushing them out with colonics or enemas, okay? Because especially like the grandfather worms, they're big. These herbs aren't going to kill them. They live in bomb shelters of mucoid plaque in your butt, okay? And then lastly, I talked about, hi Tiffany. And lastly, I talked about fenbendazole, which is an animal antiparasitic that works very, very well in animals, and it also works in humans. I'm not telling you to take it. This is just food for thought. And also that is the one that kills cancers in humans also, because if you were already here, you heard me talk about how it stops things, bad things like cancers and parasites, from being able to eat. So it just starves them out, so there's less die-off, less toxic issues for us, okay? Okay, and so lastly, since we're on this topic, I want to share with you that, you know, cleansing out candida, yeast, and parasites, it's a big job, but it's a very, very important job. And sometimes, like, die-off can feel like you've been hit by a truck. You know, like, detox symptoms can feel like a lot. You can feel like you have the flu. You can feel fatigue. You can feel really gross. You can feel headachy. You can feel extremely bitchy and angry. Like, a massage therapist will tell you that the issue is in the tissue of your body, you know, but a colon therapist will tell you also that the shit is in the shit. So when we're cleansing ourselves, it's like there can be a lot of emotions that come up. There can be a lot of stuff that comes up, but we have to move through it. Don't keep that shit inside of you because we don't want to deal with it, you know? And so when we're cleansing, when we're killing off any of the stuff in our body, do not do it unless you're prepared to drink enough water every day, because if not, you're going to make yourself feel like shit. And we can also put ourselves into a dangerous situation, okay? So we don't want to do these things if we're not drinking water. We don't even want to do these things if we're not going to simply do psyllium and bentonite every day, because it's like, we got to go about these things smart. You know, it's like when we start killing off yeast or parasites, we are waging a war in our body. And the, you know, the opposing colonies have thousands and thousands of members usually. So it's like, we got to go into war intelligently because we do not want to be the casualty when we're cleansing. Okay. And I say all of this with love and smiles, but also like it is serious, because when we start cleansing, it's like we can release a lot of toxicity inside of our body. And if our body isn't well enough, if our digestive tract isn't functioning well enough to get this toxicity that our tissues and cells are releasing into our blood, we need to get that, all of that filtered down and into our butt. So we can poop it out into the toilet. Okay, like that's just the most important thing. So if you're constipated and stuff, before you start cleansing out yeast or parasites, we got to get you drinking enough water, eating better, and doing psyllium and bentonite every day. So like, yeah, if I can just say, don't start cleansing like this unless you're pooping every day. If you're not pooping every day, let's get you pooping every day, and then I invite you to cleanse the stuff out, okay? But it's like, we have to make sure that the organs of elimination, and the main one is your butt, is your colon. We got to make sure that these pathways of detoxification are ready for the action that we're going to give them, okay? Okay, I talked forever. I love you guys so much. I'm gonna get off of here. Please send this as a resource to anybody that you think has parasites or yeast and is open to the conversation of making themselves better. And again, remember that like anorexia, parasites, you know, bulimia, parasites, being overweight, parasites, chronic headaches, migraines, fatigue, parasites, MS, parasites, you know, hives, acne, parasites, ear infections, parasites, you know, like so much of what we experience, the root cause is parasites, or at least or a part of the root cause is parasites, you know, so we gotta deal with this shit. And again, it's like, you know, it's killing, is it Agent Smith in the Matrix, right? That's who that is. You know, the parasites are kind of like that. Okay, I'm tired. I'm gonna go drink some water and eat some food. So I hope everybody is doing well. Thank you for being here with me tonight. And again, if anybody has suggestions or inquiries for what my little mini lessons that are all health related in some way, whatever your suggestions are or whatever the problems are that you are dealing with. Are you dealing with IBS? Is it Crohn's? Do you have colitis? Do you have skin problems? What are you allergic to? You know, whatever the issues are you lactose intolerant? Because you shouldn't be. You know, or like whatever it is that isn't like a perfect next level, next human Earth 2.0 body, I'm here to help you get your body right, to get it into being, I can believe, an Earth 2.0 body. Okay. So please use this as a resource, send it to your peeps, whoever you think also deserves to finally have an Earth 2.0 body that feels good and shits great and is ready for all of like the energetic soulful downloads and everything. Just send them my way. Okay, send them my way. And okay, I'm gonna let you guys all go. I hope this was helpful. Yeah, okay. And tonight at some point, The first part of the Essene Gospel of Peace episode is coming up on the podcast. Okay, so we're getting back on the podcast. Link is in bio. Also, please go check it out because we've got tons of good cleansing episodes. And okay, last thing I'm going to say is that if you go to our website in our cleansing tab, there's one section that it's called resources and videos for cleansing, or cleansing resources and videos. Go to that page and go watch some of those videos. It's going to make you feel really, really good about the potential for your life and for your body. And also on that page, cleansing resources and videos, I have listed and there's a link to every single of the podcast episodes, right? And we're like almost on podcast episode 80. Every link to ones that are health conversations. So you can go in there and you can see all of the conversations. So if you like having me in your head or in your ears, go learn from me, okay? Because I made all of those for you. Okay, we love you guys so much and we'll see you tomorrow. Okay, bye guys.